Lewis and Scully walked around town until supper time, feeling now perfectly secure, Lewis recalled. After a meal at the hotel, they went to Webster's room, hoping he would have no more visitors so they could talk privately about Scully returning to Washington with whatever intelligence Webster had from McClellan, while Lewis headed for Chattanooga. Lewis, Scully, and Webster had been talking only about 15 minutes when there was a knock at the door. "Come in," Webster called. George Clackner, one of Winder's star detectives, walked in with Chase Morton, the son of Senator Jackson Morton. Lewis and Scully immediately recognized him. The Morton family apparently had not gone to Florida as Pinkerton claimed, but Lewis pretended not to know the young man. Scully did not wait to be introduced. He stood up and walked quickly out of the room. About the worst possible thing he could have done, Lewis thought. Lewis sat nervously as Chase eyed him, and Webster, not realizing the Morton connection, made small talk with Clackner, whom he knew. After about 10 minutes, Lewis stood up and, trying to appear relaxed, told Webster goodbye and said he would return tomorrow. Outside the room, Lewis found Scully waiting anxiously at the head of the stairs. "The dog is dead," Lewis told him quickly. They had to get out of there. But at that moment, Clackner and Chase Morton walked out of Webster's room. At the bottom of the stairs stood McCubbin and four other Confederate detectives, waiting to escort Lewis and Scully back to Winder's office. The charm had vanished from the provost marshal's face when he walked into the room where Lewis and Scully had been placed. "How are you, Mr. Lewis? And how is Secretary Seward?" Winder asked accusingly. "General, I don't understand you," Lewis replied. "I don't know what all this means. I never saw Secretary Seward in my life." "Mr. Lewis," Winder said, tired of playing games, "there is no doubt you are a smart man. If you were not, they would not send you on this mission. But we are smart enough for you this time. I suspected you all along." Lewis tried his best to convince Winder he and Scully were just innocent couriers, but the general wasn't buying their story. Winder finally asked Chase if he was sure they were the two men who had raided the Morton home in Washington. Chase was sure. Detectives retrieved their valises at the exchange in Ballard and searched them, as well as every stitch of clothing Lewis and Scully wore. The pair was then taken to the Henrico County Jail on the corner of 22nd and Main Streets. But the jailer there had left with the keys, so Lewis and Scully were locked up in a nearby guardhouse for the night.